Ian Scholes, I was amazed the internet boom went on as long as it did. Look what was being offered after all. One of the companies that just went down in flames would, after you ordered them over the internet, deliver pet food and supplies to your door. That's right, to your very door. Can you believe it? A company like that is worth $50 gazillion a share at the very least, don't you think? Well, a lot of people did. And I've heard that several of these dot-coms will bring you a book. Throw a CD into that order and sign me up for the IPO. Wah, like who? Well, at least I know what those companies do. The vast majority of dot-com offerings have names like Granix or Mormflack. The only thing I can tell you about them is that they offer B2B scalable solutions in real time. There are certain kinds of people who get all shivery when they hear that. Also, the words functionality, granularity, and outsourced IT, when heard by these same sorts of people on a cellular phone, can induce an orgasmic state. I've seen it. Despite the obscurity of purpose of some or the retail on amphetamine approach of others, dot-coms have devoured office space in San Francisco at such an alarming rate. You have to pay $500 a square yard, sign a 20-year lease, wire the building yourself, give the real estate agent stock options, and agree to have a Starbucks installed in every cube just to get on the waiting list for a floor in a residence hotel currently occupied by junkies. I remember back in the 80s boom, all these windowless buildings appeared suddenly by the airport with names like Maxitel and Globotech. I used to wonder about them, vaguely, and then they were gone. Now these same windowless buildings have new names, like Globotel and Maxitech. What's the difference? Well, back in the 80s, these companies were just tax dodges, I think. The money boys would put money into them, take money out again, and hide behind a wall of paper until the inspectors went away. Today, these companies actually do things. They make support tools. They form strategic partnerships. They provide customer interaction solutions that are innovative and uniquely appropriate to the needs of individual client companies. In the 80s, workers didn't bother to show up. In the 21st century, workers never go home. In the wake of these recent corrections, why haven't people been throwing themselves from windows in despair? Well, most of the workspaces here are on the ground level. The gesture wouldn't have much oomph. Also, the office buildings are climate controlled, making it impossible to open the windows in the first place. Back in the day, as we say out here, an entrepreneur would have thrown his PC through the window and hurled himself after it. But nowadays, everybody uses laptops and Palm Pilots. So you can throw them out a window, but they'll just bounce back. But the real reason people aren't depressed, well, first of all, they're mostly young and enthusiastic. Creepy, yes, but true. But the second most important reason is that the rumors, myths, and legends you have heard about the computer internet industry are also all true. These people don't need money. They work, crash, go back to work. When and if they socialize, they talk about work. If they chat at work, it's to talk about work. The only thing they spend money on is pizza and upgrades. In other words, you probably have to have a life before one can be ruined. I gotta go.